Morning, Umasechet Kritot Daf Kaf Aleph, and we're on third lines into the Amud, in the middle of the Brighter. So the Brighter started yet, we had the Mishnah about the different bloods. Then we had a Brighter which said, Kol Dam L'Tochel Shemani, even human beings, and the Mishnah said, and the Brighter said, No, to be L'Ofele Behema. And then we said that, what's the about Ofele Behema? There's Tumah Tameya, and Tumah Chamura, and Tumah Kala. Just a quick reflection, I'm not sure if I explained it 100% properly yesterday. Tumah Chamura, and Tumah Kala. Tumah Chamura basically is all the aspects of tumat mat, right? So we have, for example, a bird. If you swallow a kosher bird that wasn't shechted properly, it makes your clothes tame. Tumat nevela, if you pick it up or if you move it, if you touch it, all those are tumah chamuras. Tumah kala is if as a result of the tumat, it's going to metame food, for example. Why metame a person? Metame the food, right? It goes down the line. So human being meat. If you chop a piece of meat of a person, it doesn't cause tumah kala. A person dies, then they got tumah chamura. Okay, when animal, even if it's, if you cut a pit like a every minachai of a human, of an animal, it causes tumah, right? So even when the animal's alive, it can cause tumah. And when it dies, the carcass is also tameh. So that's very different to human beings. There's certain chumras that an animal has over a human being. If you cut a piece of meat off a guy's hand, not
is
tumah.
Amputation?
Yeah, I would say as well. Maybe even an amputation. Would be matameh. We'll see also, because it hasn't got the status of Ochlin. We'll see in a second that Ochlin, which is also one important background for today's shir, is that we saw before, we learned it in Chulin, we've learned it a couple of times, that for something to become food, it has to have kavona for it to be food. You have to want it to become food, and also has to have heksha tumah. Remember, it has to be wet by one of the seven yad shachadam, right? It has to be wet by one of those seven liquids. So you have to have heksha. And you have to have achshava, you have to have kavona to make it into food. You have to be classified as food. Just an important halacha coming up in the shiur, which will help us understand just now. There's an important chakira via between tumah chamura and tumah kala. Whatever can become tumah chamura, like we saw, like animals, etc., doesn't need hechsher. Doesn't have to be wet by one of the liquids. The expression probably is because the shechita itself would wet it, but even if it died, let's say a carcass, and a carcass animal is automatically mukhsha l'tumah, doesn't have to become wet. Okay, something which only becomes tumah kala, like food, for example, can be metame other food, let's say if it's truma, whatever the case is, needs heksher. Remember that, right? It's important distinction over there. So human beings, if you chop a person's hand off, if we said it can't become tumah kala, then it would need heksher. You with me? Got it? Okay, let's go. So now, so those are all the installed in the Mbaita yesterday. We want to exclude tumah chamura. We saw what's gone. It had to be meat. And we try to create some sort of like avtipus for what is. Then we said otzi dam shratim. We said at the beginning of the mission as well, we exclude the dam of shratim. Why? Because they haven't got tumah chamura. A dam of a sheretz. Not the meat of a sheretz, a dam of a sheretz. Right? And otzi dam beitim. We saw that all the eggs, what they were. And otzi dam dagim and chagavim. Also the fish and the locusts. Shekulo heter. Right, so now the brighter brings the pasuk le'ofu le'behema. Right, le'ofu le'behema. Look at Rashi there. Le'ofu le'behema. Second wide lines of Rashi at the top. Lama nemru shnehem, sharei me'echad ben hayiti dan kan aprat. Right, the Gemara's question is ofu le'behema, both ofu le'behema. Why do I need both? So Rashi already said because without both we would have only learnt the limiting aspects of each one. Example, ima of. If it's just written off and not written behema, and so that off is the dam of the off is tamei, so I would have said like this: ima off she'en ba kilayim. What is it about a bird? There's no union of kilayim with a bird. What does it mean kilayim? You can't mix birds to mate. You can't. You know what I mean? Like you can have a sheep and a goat, but you can't have a pigeon and a dove. It doesn't work, right? So now, so ma off. Look at Rashi. Klomar im lo neemar ela of just written of. Hayiti omer ma of sheno bo kilayim mefarish lekaman kilei tzemer. What are we speaking when we say kilayim avia? See, Rashi gives a slightly difference from what I said. He said kilei tzemer. Yeah, I know. I'm aware of that. Right, I'm aware of that.
You're aware.
So, well, I wasn't aware that you were aware that I was aware. That's why I felt the need to tell you. Okay. So it's like this. Rashi says slightly different. Rashi says like this. He says, "Ma of she'embo kilaim." First, the kaman kleat semer, the actual like when you mix like chutneys, basically, right? says the notzat ha'of, the feathers of the bird, ain be mishum kilayim. If you mix, if you take a chicken feather and an ostrich feather, and you mix it together, it's over kilayim. As opposed to with meats, if you take the wool of a sheep and you take the plants, it would be kilayim in wool, right? Because wool and linen would be kilayim, but two types of feathers wouldn't be kilayim, right? Says af behema she'ein ba kilayim. So therefore, you'd think that a bird, the blood of a bird is tamei, and what's special about a bird? There's no kilayim. So therefore, only animals whose skins or hair wouldn't cause kilayim would also be tamei. You with me? Only those who don't have kilayim. Look at Rashi over here. Af behema she'ein ben betzimara kilayim kagon shor ve'ez. Now a shor and an ez, right? So goat's hair and an ox's hair, if you mix them together with linen, there's no kilayim. It's wool and linen. So what would be, of which dam of an animal would be asur? An ox and a goat. But a sheep, which had kilayim, is different to chicken, which doesn't have kilayim. Therefore, that blood of a sheep wouldn't be asur. You got it? Look at Rashi there. Right? Shainu baklayim. Chavin adamo aval ofot. So it says, "Avalo dam tzon sharei betzimaran kilayim." Because in a sheep's wool, you're gonna get kilayim. Ah, so it's not like a bird. We would learn only from a bird. Bird doesn't have kilayim, and that's why the dam is treif. Is tame any animal whose wool would cause kilayim wouldn't be tamud lomar velubehema. That's the Torah to lebehema. Now, what if we only had behema and the pasuk got off? If we're just reading behema, what would we say? Ma behema she'ena ba'em alabanim. We'd say, ah, there's no isur em alabanim. There's no shiluach haken. This week's parsha of shiluach haken, right? So now there's no behema she'ena af off she'ena ba'em alabanim. So therefore, you think, okay, so animals that blood is tamei are only animals that don't have em alabanim. So therefore, birds who also don't have em alabanim, their blood would be tamei. But if they had ever been a bani, their blood wouldn't be tamei, right? Tamud lomar. Off the look at Rashi 1 second. Af peimash, af off shelab emer abanim kagon off tamei, like a treif bird. And shiluach haken is if you want the bird's eggs. Which bird's eggs can you eat? Only kosher bird's eggs. So if an eagle is sitting on its eggs, and you sent therefore eagle's blood wouldn't be tamei. Okay, well, eagle's blood, right. There'd be no additional love. You can't eat it, right? But there might be other love of dam tame. It would be asur because it was a tame bird. But don't eat extra love of tame. So therefore, enotun shiluach. So, it's the other way around, sorry. That the birds that haven't got shiluach haken, they would be like the animals. And therefore, they would be tame. And birds who you do have to do shiluach wouldn't be tame, like chickens and other birds off for tahori. So it would turn out in this case that off tahor there wouldn't be an issue of the blood. Right? That's why Tamud Lomar will offer the behema. So Gemara said, wait a second, why do we learn this all lam this year? Behema called dam klal, and off we've got a klal and a prat. Say, oh, called dam, the pasuk says called dam, that's a klal. When it says offer behema, it's a prat. What's klal uprat? Klaluprat, ein bichala masva prat. A klaluprat tells me that the klal is limited by the prat. So why do I need this whole limud over here? Look at Rashi. Oh, there's no Rashi on that, right? In other words, why? That's the different ways to learn it. Some of Rashi learn it a little bit differently, but I think that's the pshat. Is the Gemara asking a question? What do we need this whole limud for? We've got somebody got a klal and a prat. So the Gemara says no. Off ubehema in. So we'd say bird and animal, yes. Midiachrin lo. Anything else, no. The Gemara says no. We can't learn it like that. Why? Because we've got nefesh asher tochal bam. Look at the psukim. We've got two psukim. The first pasuk says daber bnei Yisrael lemor kol. No. Lo tochlu ko. Where's the pasuk? Kol dam lo tochlu. Okay. So the pasuk starts off by saying kol dam lo tochlu. So kol dam is the klal, ofer lebema is the prat. We thought it's just the end of the verse. No, read it with the next pasuk. You got kol dam is the klal, lo tochlu kol boshrechem, but ofer lebema is the prat. And then it says kol nefesh etochal kol dam v'nichrata. We got another klal, so we suddenly converted it now from a klal uprat to a klal uprat uchlal. Right now, klal uprat uklal is a little bit differently. Right? Verse says no. Kadu klal uprat iata dan ilekena prat. Right? Here we got a little bit different. Now what do we say with the klal uprat uklal? You can widen the scope, but all the prat, all the klalim, have to have some characteristics of the prat. It's not only the prat, just have to be similar to the prat, right? So we suddenly widened it. So we call Vaha, the Gemara says, wait a second, how can you have a klal to klalia? Vaha lo dami klala bachelor klala kama. The first klal and the second klal aren't the same. Why? Klala kama love. The first klal says, v'chol dam lo tochlu, just as a love. It's just a simple love. It's a love. And klala batra karet. Look at the second pasuk. It says, kol nefesh ashetochal, kol dam v'nichreta ha-nefesh imyamea. We've now got an imbalance. We've got a klal uprat uklal. The first klal is a love. The second klal is a karet. How do you learn together? How do you get a klal uprat uklal?
You're cooking with each other, right?
What?
This one is saying if you eat blood, it's a love. This one is saying if you eat blood, it's karet.
Exactly. They conflict, completely different issues. Then if you can't learn klal uprat uklal, make up your mind. Either it's a love or it's a prat or it's a karet, right? So he says, yeah. The Gemara says, no problem. We can do this. Why? Hi, Tana. Who's the Tana of this? The Bar Rabbi Shmuel. Now look at Rashi. Rashi makes a bit of a girsa change. Hi, Tana Rabbi Shmuel. The Dine klale uprate alara ki hai gavna. But Ishmael says you can learn a klal uprat uklal even if there's a difference, if there's an imbalance in the klal, in the love, in the first klal and the second klal. Right? Why? Look at Rashi. B'shalei elu treifas in chulim. We learned this in the Tzamech Vamu Aleph. V'afal gav de lo dami klal kamel klal uprata. No problem. You can learn it. Darshina min adin gavna. So he says you can learn it. So he's got, he says no problem. So that's the end of the tsugi over there. Finished. We ended the brighter. We basically got exclusions of humans, inclusion of animals and birds, exclusions of all the dagim and the chagavim and the shratzim, the blood of the shratzim. And now the Gemara now takes this brighter and starts analyzing this brighter. And we also had to see the problem with Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel, even though we've got this apparent contradiction here between the reisha and the seifa of the klal uprats, it can still work. And you can still learn the klal uprat, and therefore we had to have the limud at the beginning of explaining why we needed behemah, why we needed off, because if we just learned klal uprat uklal, we could have come to different conclusions altogether. Okay, so now the Gemara says like this: Amar Mar, klal uprat uklal, iata dan ilakena prat. So the Gemara says, what's going on? Be a maha prat mefurash. If we're learning how the klal uprat uklal, like Rabbi Shmuel, what's the prat amefurash? In other words, what's the prat, the specific prat here? Mefurash, we're talking about davar sheyesh po tumekala v'tumechamura. Animals and birds, tumechamura, tumekala. If they're dead as a carcass, they're tumechamura. Tumekala, a piece of them, a kazait of them, losu metame. If you eat a bird, for example, but then a blea of tumechamura. Okay, it has both yesh ba, and more than that, we're learning a couple of characteristics here. So first, there's tumekala and tumechamura. Secondly, v'yeshba isur, v'yeshba heter. The bird, before you shechted it, is asur. If you shecht it, it's got heter. If it dies, it's a isur. In other words, it's got isur and heter both in it. V'yesh, I'm reading it now with the Haggadot HaBach corrections and the Shulchan Aruch Kubetz corrections. V'yesh bahu, within them, min basar, right? And they, it's basar. I've called Davra. So now we'll say klal uprat uklal. Anything that falls into these following characteristics. They've got tumekala and tumechamura, right? And they are isur v'heter, and they got basar. Okay? That's the brighter. So we understand the klal uprat. The Gemara says now, wait a second. What do you mean when you tell me af kol davar? Which query said? Davar sheyesh bo ma prat mefurash. Davar sheyesh bo tumekala tumemura v'yesh ba isur v'heter v'yesh ba hu min masar. Full stop. End of the klal uprat uklal. We understand. That's the first. What do you mean af kol davar? What are you coming to me with chadeshli when you say af kol davar? Seems to be redundant, right? We could have stopped there. We understood klal uprat uklal mefurash. We need the following characteristics. Af kol davar. That seems to travel the Gemara in the brighter. What do you mean by af kol davar? So the Gemara says, ask that question. What's you adding here? Amarav idi. The Shita changed that to idi bar avi, not adam bar avin. Latuye damoshel koi. To now include the blood of a koi. Remember, we know what a koi is. A koi is a safek behemoth, safek chaya, right? So it's a bit of a problem over here. Because Rashi says, look at Rashi, you know, he says it very nicely. Rashi like this, V'chaya lo itzrich l'rabot. Why didn't we say it also comes to include a chaya? We said off and behema. What's missing from that? A chaya. Mm-hmm. So why didn't we say af chaya? So we don't need that. Why? The chaya bichlal behema. Perik behema makshu we learned in chulin. Kefarish Rabbi Yochanan nekame. Behema is, we've seen often the Torah speaks about a behema and includes chayot in behema, right? In Breishit, in the Teva. We saw a couple of Makro, remember where they all were. We saw another Makro with the Torah students, so we don't have to worry about Behema, about Chaya, remember Behema. The question is, why do we need to learn Koi? If we know that a Behema is a Behema Trefa, the blood is Tameh, and we know that Chaya is included in Behema, therefore a Chaya is the dam is Tameh, what is a Koi? A Koi is either a Behema or a Chaya. See, if it's a behemah, then the dam should be tamei because it's a din behemah. If it's a chaya, the dam should be tamei because of a din chaya. Why do we need a separate limud for koi? Question clear? Right, that's a good question. Maika savar. What's going on over here? Ik savar koi sveikahu. If we say that a koi is a safek behemah or chaya, it's trich kraa le mesa sveikah. We need a pasu to get rid of a safek. Right, where do we need that? Rashi says a bit miyah, it's a question mark. Right, we did a maim and either we convert to a koi, to a chaya or to a behemah. Moses says, no, Ela Kesavar, this Tana, Koi, Bria, Bifne, Atzmahu. Remember, we saw it before, right? Creature. This is a separate creature, it's its own creature, and therefore we need a Pasuk to teach us that because we can only learn Chaya and Behema. Anything with a Savar, Savar, Chaya, if it's a Bria, Bifne, Atzmahu, we need a Pasuk all on its own. That's the Af, coming to that, even from the Pasuk, we've got a Makor to learn it from. Now the Gemara says like this, Ashkechen Damo. Right, so now we know about its blood. Right? Chelbo minailan. We know about the chelev of this koi. Right? Now, chelev of a chaya. Is a chelev of a chaya is muta, right? Mm-hmm. Not chaya. If it was a safek, according to the Tani, if it was a safek chaya, safek behema, so we'd say it was asur because safek behema. If we say it's a bria with the atzma, so now, it's a question, big question, right? So we call Chaylev. So where are we from? Because the Pasuk says over there, the Pasuk Gimel here, it says, the Rebbe Neshav, the Amor, call Chaylev, Shor, Vakesev, Ez. That also comes to include the koi. Nivlato, where do you know about the Nevela from? Right? Nivlato mina, look at Rashi. Isur Achidat Nevelato minalan. So it says there, from the next Pasuk, says there, Mikol Nevela. It says there as well, Lotuchlu, Kol Nevela. Gira Nashe minalan. How do you know that Gira Nashe of the Koi is Asur? Right? Big question, this Mark, right? So how do you know? It says, Bekaf Hayarech. Look at Rashi. Bekaf Hayarech, Talia Rachmana. The Torah is relying on the Kaf Hayarech, right? The thigh bone. The Chol de Itles is Rashi Kaf, Shekorin Pufa. Anything that's called, that's got a Kaf. I've never seen that Rashi before, that Loaz Rashi is Pulfa. Remember that word Pulfa? I don't remember coming across it. Hey, anybody? It says, No Hekbo Gira Nashe. The chicken, bless you, has got some sort of difference about its calf. Since anything else has got a calf. Vayit like calf yerech, and this koi has got a calf yerech. It's now tumato v'shchitato minalan. Where do we know about its tuma and its needs shchita? Right? Rashi says tumato she tetamei nivlato. Then its nevela becomes tamei. Right? She says savra savra. The Torah compared this koi to everything about a behema, therefore it needs shchita and tuma. The same thing applies as a behema. Okay.
Well, but surely
if he's got the simanim kosher, then you need two shepherds. Okay, but still, it might need okay, I see what you're saying. Okay, but maybe, but the Torah speaks about shchita of a behema and a chaya and off. It doesn't discuss a koi. So we're still going to know, maybe it's like a ben pekua, it doesn't need shchita, it's got the simani, you know? So Amar Mar, now, okay, so that was it, quickly, that was like a nice little refresher, the Gemara sort of gave us like a bit of a break, rush through quickly, and move it. Okay, now the Gemara starts. Now today, Shir starts, okay? Amar Mar, got a brighter. Otzi dam hal cheshtayim, that's the brighter that started on yesterday's Amud, right? Otzi dam hal, the last line of yesterday's Amud Bet. Remember that? Mm-hmm. So now he says, Amar Mar, the brighter said, Otzi dam hal cheshtayim, and the shita cuts out all of this and just goes straight to the line and says, She'ain Bahim Tumakala. She'ash Bahim Tumakhumur, he leaves out. He says, She'ain Bahim Tumakala. Right? And then whatever, because what we want to focus on here is, doesn't the meat of a person, Mahal Cheshtaim, right? He's two-legged person, not have Tumakala. A light tumah, in other words, not tumah chamura. Tumah, we know human beings got tumah chamura, right? Because it's a cock. That's abi avota tumah. For our many, and the girl asks a kasha from a brighter, right? We've got a brighter over here in Uktzin. It says like this: Hachotech min ha'adam. If you cut a piece of meat off a guy, now we understand now that you're talking about, we're not sure if the person's alive or dead. Okay, what's it again? Tzarich machshava vehechsher. Remember I said at the very beginning of the shir, right? You need machshava. You have to have intention to make it into food. And it has to have hechsher. It has to be wet by one of those seven liquids. Right? Chich machshava vehechsher. It was the kashya line. And we asked the kashya on that brighter. We're going to get, it's a long-winded question. We're going to, anyway, our question is, doesn't tumor of a meat of a human being have tumor color? That's the question. It was like this. Tzarich machshava vehechsher. The kashya line. Machshava lameli. Why do I have to have machshava? Why do I have to have intention to turn it into food? Right? Ta'aseh chaticha shelo machshava. The fact that I cut it, that should be its machshava. Why did I cut a piece of meat of the person? Obviously, to eat. Right? Boggles the mind. But anyway, look at Rashi there. Ta'aseh chaticha shelo machshava. Techevan dechatchei. Since I cut it, achshavei. I gave it the intention. De'i nage bei tuma, mekabel tuma. Therefore, if tuma touched it, it will become tameh. Okay? So, Amar Shashakish, Bechorchol Kelev. No, what's going on over here? You cut the meat off the carcass of the person. We think at the moment that the person's dead, right? Assuming that it's dead, right? And therefore, what did you really want the meat for? Not for human consumption. You wanted it to feed to a dog. And what Shashakish say? The Machshava Le Kelev, love Machshava He. And that's not called Machshava. What do we need to turn something into food? To be right to a person. And yeah, you only wanted it to be right to a Kelev. That's not called food. Right? When it says velo, that's not food. Vahatna, don't we have a Mishnah? Right? We've got a Mishnah. Now, this Mishnah over here is Masechet Taharot. Right? We'll see that the Klal Amru, and that's why the Mesudah Shat Neshita changed that from Betuma to Betaharot. To Mishnah Masechet Taharot. So the Gemara says, Klal Amru Betaharot. Right? So change that Tuma to Taharot in Masechet Taharot. Kol hameyuchad leechol adam tamei ad sheyipasel miachilat kelev. You try to tell me that kelev, machshava for kelev is not ra'u la'achila? But we've got a Mishnah in Masechet Taharot which says anything that's ra'u for a human consumption, right, is mekabel tuma until it's pasul for achilat kelev, until it's no longer ra'u la'achilat kelev. I've got to tell now we. Are we doing time-wise? Yeah, we're doing well. You know the famous story of Rav Soloveitchik with the toothpaste? We discussed it here, right? On Pesach. Where he said, apparently, in the shir, he said that Pesach, that you don't need kosher Pesach toothpaste because toothpaste is not ra'u l'achilat kelev. So some chochem put his hand up in the shir and said, but Rav, my dog loves toothpaste. So he says, look, from a sugar and a dog, you don't bring rayas. Right, he says, from a sugar and a kelev, and maybe raya, right? You don't bring rayas from stupid dogs, right? Anyhow, so bottom line is that when something's as a rule, if a normal dog, not a stupid dog, right? You're not a sugar and a hunt, but if a normal hunt eats something, so it's still considered food, says the Mishnah. And therefore, it's not nifsal. So how can you tell me that achshava for kelev isn't machshava? So he says, no. Hahu la'asuke tume minei. The chayvan de mikara the chazi la adam la askinan mituma adji pasel machilat kelev. He says that when you want to remove the tuma la suke to get it out, right? Aval hachel la chutei le tuma. Yeah, you want to put tuma on it. It's a different story. In other words, something is already ra'ui to a person. It is ra'ui to mekabel tuma. It has got the status of mekabel tuma. It doesn't lose that ability to be mekabel tuma or to be metameh until it's not ra'ui to a dog. But when you want to bring it into a status where it's able to become, to enable it to become a tameh factor, there a dog isn't enough. There has to be a person. Okay? Got it? There's two sides of the band, right? To get out of something, you've got to be no longer right to a dog. But to become into something, you have to be right to a person. Right? That's how he answered it. So he says, okay. So now, okay, this is a summary of it, right? If it's right to a person, it's right to a kelev. Lo chazi adam, lo chazi lekelev. So now comes our kasha. I mean, what do we say? Right? He says, mikol makom ketani machshava. Nonetheless, what are you telling me? That if you chop a piece of meat off a person, you have to have machshava. Because we said, until you've got machshava, right? It doesn't become right. It says, tzarich machshava. It needs ach machshava. Now, what did I say? Remember I said at the very beginning of this year, we learned that anything that is tumah chamura doesn't... Okay, let the Gemara say it by itself. Umachshava, what do we machshava for the tumah kalahi? Right? So it's obviously makabel tumah kala. Because if we didn't need tumah kala, we wouldn't need machshava. It was tumah chamura, right? We wouldn't need all of this. It would be automatic. Remember I said, achshir, I spoke about hechshir. Right, that it doesn't need, something for tumah chamura doesn't need hechsher, but it doesn't need machshava either. It's only for tumah kala that it needs hechsher and machshava. So now we see here that this food, this piece of meat, would need machshava. Why would it need machshava? Because it is makabel tumah kala. It's in the status of tumah kala. And you told me a second ago that human beings. Why do we say otzi? They don't have tumakala. Then why do we need achshava? Achshava is for tumakala. They do have tumakala. They do have a lower level tuma of matameng ochel. With me? Got it?
Yeah.
Right. So, says the hani mili michayim. Oy vavoy. What we're speaking about when you cut the meat of the guy while he's alive, not when he was dead. Right? Therefore, there's no tumakala. Aval achamita, tamehu tumakamura. When he's dead, then there is tumakamura. So what are we saying over here? When isn't a human being got tumakala? When he's alive. Sorry. Hani mili, b'chayim, ra'u la tumakala. Sorry, when he's alive. Sorry. I was wondering what I was saying here. When he's alive, then that meat can become tumakala, because you can turn it into food. Now, we know of stories of, you know, people eat meat of people, you know, in dangerous circumstances or whatever the case is, right? So therefore, that's what we're speaking about. But when it's dead, when we said that it hasn't got tumakala, that's when the body, when it's a dead body, it's not tumakala. But when it's alive, it could become tumakala. The Gemara asked a bit of a question over here. Says he, but we learned the whole thing here with regards to behema as well. So it's dechvatei, then say the same thing about behema. Also, la'achar mita. In other words, in our brayta, what are we speaking about? We seem to understand. We spoke here about animals and about birds and about human beings. If you're telling me now that we're speaking here about alive, but when we spoke about animals, right, we understood that it was all, you know, that all the same thing. We're talking about alive or dead, or at least they have to be the same in the same status. The animals and the birds. Of course, they're chadga behema, right? If it's also behema la'achar mita, we're talking about after mita. But if that's the case, e basar metame chemura. Blood, a meat of an animal, if it's dead, is metame chemura, and if it's dam, metame tumah chemura. So where do we get tumah kala then of the animal when it's dead? I mean, we're sorry, when it's alive. Mm-hmm. You with me? Mm-hmm. And how do we get a stage of the animal? You said excluding a man because it's only got tumah chamura. And animals have tumah kala and tumah chamura. But when the animal's dead, it's only got tumah chamura. If it's the blood, it's tumah chamura. If it's meat, it's tumah chamura. If you swallow it, by tablia, tama your clothing. If you move it, the nevela, so then you got tumah hesait. All these are tumah chamura. Ditna, look at Adam Nevelot by Shama Matarin, Adam of a Nevelot by Shama says Matarin, but he's Matamin. But he says, no, the blood is Matame. And what tumor are we speaking about? We're talking about tumor Chamura, not tumor Kala. What are we speaking about? Lord, by Elikli Dichnan, Nivlat Behema Tmea Bechom Makom. So the Gemara is very limiting now. He says, no. What Elikli Dichnan, we learned that Mishnah, we're speaking about Nivlat Behema Tmea Bechom Makom. Look at Rashi. Nivlat behema tmea b'chol makom. This is a carcass of a treif animal, right? all over the show, all over the show, anywhere. I feel a b'shvakim z'rashi, sh'yesh b'am rov am, a lot of people there. Tzricha machshava la'achila l'kabel tumat ochlin, hoyel d'ein derech l'ochla. Rashi seems to be the opinion that carcasses of treif animals, I'm not sure what, because pigs, everyone ate. I don't understand this, to be honest with you. Rashi seems to be the opinion that even in the marketplace, there would be goyim over there. I'm assuming it's about goyim. Mm-hmm. People wouldn't really eat those sorts of things, and therefore it's not automatically food. You have to have machshava for it. Nevlat of tahor, and now a carcass that wasn't shechted of a kosher bird, bekfarim, in villages, in small villages. Look at Rashi. Also, bekfarim shaham muatin. There's less people there. Also, need machshava letumat ochlin. In other words, in the marketplace, in the big towns, I suppose more people would eat the bird, the animal would eat bird carcasses. They would eat because it's a kosher bird, right? So it's a bird that's edible. You eat. People don't eat eagle, I suppose. Don't eat vulture, but they would eat chickens. So even if it wasn't shechted in a big city, a lot of people would eat it. Where in a village, less people would eat it. So there you'd need machshava. In a big city, you wouldn't need machshava for off tahor. Tzrich machshava ain't tzrich hechsher. And you don't hechsher. Now, here we make the distinction what I said at the very beginning. Why do you need machshava? You don't need machshava. So you need machshava, you don't need hechsher. Why don't you need hechsher? Look at Rashi. Ve'ein tzrich hechsher mishum de metamin tume chamura. The nivlat behemah metame b'masa min ofet tahor metame b'gadim aben apliya min lekam and the chol shesof letame tumah chamura elot tzarich hechsher. These animals over here, this nivlat of tahor, this kosher bird that wasn't shechted, is metame when you swallow it, it's a tumah chamura. The nivlat behemah is metame when you move it, so that tumah chamura. And the klal is if something is going to have a tumah chamura, it doesn't need hechsher. Remember, it's at the very beginning. That's a klal. Just remember that. We'll see a bit of a stereo later, but that's a klal. Okay, you got it? Up until now, we're pretty okay. It's we're understanding now. Okay. Michael doesn't like this. He's ready to go. No, we're not excited about the Nivlat Dam Tahor. Okay. So Rav says, Rabbi Chia, Machshava Lameli Letumakala. Why are you telling me that I don't need Machshava, right, for Tumakamura? Why do I need Machshava for Tumakala? In other words, what is the difference? That is, it's tuma. Look at Rashi over here. Vahahi gufa tuma. Is there no Rashi there?
No.
I marked it. So why did I mark it? Vahahi gufa tumahi. Look at the shita makubetze. That's why I'm asking. Look at the shita makubetze. Shita makubetze is like this. Vahahi gufa tumahi. He said like this. Demahaniela leshavya ochel letamei tumat maga. Right? It can become ochel. Right? And if it's tumat ochel and you touch it, it's going to become a tamei. So therefore, in itself, in its essence, it's tamei. This animal meat here. Says Amalei. So Rabbi Chia answered Rav and he said, "Kagon dika pachot mikazayit." That's the gang on over here. Listen to kazayit. In order for it to become ochel tame, which we call tuma, have to be at least a kazayit. And here it is less than a kazayit. So he says to him, "Dika pachot mikazayit." What's it? It's a little bit more complicated. Da'ika pachot mikazayit. The actual meat itself is pachot mikazayit of a nevela. V'tzarfa. Lefpachot mikabeitza ochlin, and you joined it up with food that was less than a kabeitza. Tahai v'hai have a kabeitza, and now together they become a kabeitza. So what's really going on over here? You had less than a kazayit in the first place, joined with less than a kabeitza of another food. So the less than a kazayit isn't going to matame the less than a kabeitza. When they join up together, they become a kabeitza of a measure. Isn't enough tuma here to make you tame? Okay, on its own. That's why you have to have machshava. Because each one together wouldn't work on its own. So he says, but wait a second, Ihachi, libayna mi hechsher. So you tell me I needed a machshava for that because it wasn't enough on its own to be identified, then I should need hechsher as well. Right? Mm-hmm. That's what Rav says back to him. Now here, there's got to be a Rashi up here. Oh, Oh, yeah, yeah, of course. And I left out all these Rashi's here. Go look at the bottom there, about five lines up from the before it becomes wide lines. Okay, sorry, right? There's a Rashi, the third last line of Rashi. He says, "Bepachot b'kazayit leket tumat nevelot." If it isn't a kazayit, it's not tumat nevelot. The kichashi v'aleil achila. And now, how do you make it into ochel to become that the tumah works? If it isn't a kazayit, mitstaref lebahade ochlin pachot mikabayit the tumat ochlin. Now the whole thing becomes ochlin when you had machshava. So he says, if that's the case, now this is the last line of Rashi. Iachi de bepachot mikazayit to it's less than a kazayit. And it would on its own would never become tamei tumat nevelot. You need a kazayit. You should have hechsher. The heart tana the baby shmaya. Right? Look at Rashi back in the Gemara now. Avai says ihachi liba nami hechsher. The heart tana the baby shmaya. What does Shmuel tell us? I'll call zera zarua she yizare. That's the pasuk. Remember, anything on the seeds or in the ground when they come out, right? Look at the whole pasuk. It says over there, v'chi yipom nidachem. I'll call zera zarua she yizra tahor. Who? It's tahor. Why is it tahor? Because you had to have hechsher. Remember, they had to be have water first before it became tamei, right? Says Sashi umazraim miyuchadin. What's special about seeds? She ain't so fun to tame tumah chamura. They never going to become tumah chamura. It's food, right? Food can't become tumah chamura, right? Regular vegetables is that. Only live things can become tumah chamura, right? So what's the tariq hechsher? Of course, she ain't so fun to tame tumah chamura. Tariq hechsher. So anything which will become tumah chamura now, less than a kazayit, can't become tumah chamura. See, if it can't become tumah chamura, it needs hechsher, right? So why do we have to have hechsher? So he says, Amar lei. So b'chir said to Rav, Hanimili be'ochlin da'alma. That's only just regular foods. Delayed bahu pachot mikazayit nevela, which hasn't got even late bahu pachot mikazayit nevela. V'alhacha, here in our case, d'ike begavei pachot mikazayit nevela, kevan d'ilu mitztaref le'kazayit lo ba'hechshir. He says, those are things which don't even have within it a mixture of less than a kazayit nevela. But here there is less than a mixture of kazayit, right? So therefore, the shita adds in there. You read with the shita mekubetzia of the cup. So he says, ignore that laugh, okay? He says, therefore, shita says, hashta, right? Hashta. And now go over the page in the shita of Aleph. Nami lo bayi hechsher. Doesn't need hechsher either. Why? Because it's got less than a kazayit of nevela, which joins up with less than a kazayit of meat, of food, other food, to become a kabeitza of food. And therefore, that little bit of kazayit, just less than a kazayit, once it joins up with less than a kabeitza, become a kabeitza, that's already food. The enough of the less of the kazayit kicks in to make it a tumah chamura, and there's an hechsher. Okay?
So the nevela is joining with kosher
with
food.
With kosher food. Right? But because we now go into the shear of a kabeitza, that little bit of a kazayit is enough to make it into tumah, and therefore we will do that. Whereas the lafuke, mate, as opposed, and that's with regards to animals, right? Lafuke, to exclude a case of a mate. A mate's a dead person, a person. Right? What's the afuke to exclude the mate? Afagav de mamaliyala, even though you take a piece of meat of a mate, of a person, which is less than a kazayit, and you add it in to a less than a kabeitza, like with an animal, lo metame tumat ochlin, mishum de batla dato etzel kol adam. Most people don't eat human meats, and therefore batel da'at. Even this meshugah that wanted to eat it, it is batel along most of the world. Look at Rashi quickly. That's why we said yatsu me'al cheshtayim. Why do we exclude men, human beings from this? She'ain bein tumekala, right? Because they haven't got tumekala. Da'afa gav de memali. Even though we add, and Rashi explains, what does it mean memali? We fill up. Lepachot mikabeitza ochlin. With the pachot mikazayit of the mate, lo mitstaref bahade l'tumat ochlin. They won't add up to join tumat ochlin. As opposed to animals, yes. The batle dato etzel kol adam. Okay? Basically, in other words, we've got to be that concept in Aloha is all, it's right across the board. Hey? You say batle dato etzel bed adam. Just like Rav Soloveitchik, Lehavdil said with the Einum of V, right, Meshugan Okelev, right? You don't bring a ride from a Meshugan a person either. So if you've got one person who happens to like eating, who's a cannibal, right? The fact is that the majority of the world don't eat human meat. And therefore, the heat can't make it into it. That doesn't make it meat. Doesn't make it food. So therefore, you have to have machshava. It doesn't have tumat kala, etc., etc., etc. Right? You got it. Okay. Now the Gemara carries on. Rav Chanina Amar. Now we're going back to the animals. Now we finished with the human being. Rav Chanina says as follows, right? Remember, we started off and we said, this is an answer going back over here. We gave an answer. We said 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I think it's the carry on here. Said, Amar Rav Chanina Rav Machshava Lameli. Listen to Kazayit. So I think we're answering that question over there. Just check up on me that I'm on the path there, but I think it is. It's why does the animals meet Bimtamet Tumat Kala? So Rav Chanina gives another answer. He says, Afilu Taimet Dehave Kazayit. Let's say that even there was a Kazayit. Let's not go so far that there wasn't a Kazayit. Even was a Kazayit. But Hachem Maskin, what are we talking about? Why do we say there to me? What's the case? Kagon Shechipahu Bebatseik. We've seen this before. It's a Gemara in Chulin, right? Go on, Shechipahu Bebatseik. Look at the Likutei Rashi over here. Likutei Rashi from Chulin. Okay, so not that I remember from Chulin. I saw this Rashi and it's quoted in Chulin, right? Look at that. It says Kagon Shechipahu Bebatseik. Basar Shechipahu Bepachot Mikabeitza Batseik. A piece of meat and you wrapped it in less than a kabeitza of dough. I Mashvit Le Ochel. If you now consider this whole story Ochel, Mitzaref Bahare Batseik Umekabel Ha Batseik Tuma. Right? If you consider Ochel now, it's going to become, the whole thing will become Tameh. Im yigah betume metameh shar ochlin. And now it's a kebeitza of tuma. The whole thing now becomes a kebeitza of tuma. If it touches other food, it's going to metameh the other food. Vi lav ochlin. If you don't want it to be food, lo mekabel hai batzek tuma. The batzek won't become nitma from the kezayit of the tuma. The late bei shiur. It hasn't got a shiur. You have to have a kebeitza to be metameh. Vechinagu bei ochlin achrine tohorin hein. And when you touch other foods with this concoction of the baits of the meat and the dough, she'enu nogim in a veila eleva batzek. They haven't touched the veila, touched the batzek, and therefore the batzek stayed tameh. Wow, we're dropping like flies here. This is a scary topic over here, right? It says, okay, so now it's a gross, yeah, that's the case. If you tell me now that even, if you tell me now that, all right, you close to me, I'll hang on to you, you can't go, right? He says, if that's the case, right, that we're talking about such a case, look at Rashi, it's not going to become tumah chamur. And what do we learn? We learn the klal. That when don't you need hechsher, when something will become tumah chamur. If you tell me now that if you didn't have the machshava to intend this kazai to become tumah with the kibbutz of the batzeik, then it wouldn't become tumah automatically. Then what the corollary of that? It needs hechsher. Exactly. That's Gemara says, right? So it says, I hachi, right? If that's the case, hechsher mini baye, it needs hechsher. So I said, no, why do we need hechsher? Hanimini be'ochrin achrini. When do we need hechsher? With other stuff. Lo metamo, lo magav, lo masa. Which don't have the possibility of doing tuba b'maga and masa, touching and moving it. Aval hacha, nehid lo metameh b'maga, we agree that you can't metameh b'maga, tekem b'chapeh b'batzek, because it's covered in batzek, so you can't actually touch it, the batzek is covering it. But masa miat metameh, but the masa, you can, the tuba would work if you're moving it, because it's got a kazayit there, taha ta'un lay if you lifted it up. And it's got a chamura, so therefore it would work. And again, and Yai gives the answer differently to the case of Rav Chanina Abba. And again, that is with regards to meats over there. La'afukei mei, tafagav dechipah bebatzek, metameh tumah chamura, detumah bokat v'olah, bebokat v'yoredet. And a man doesn't work like that. Why? Because a human being that's dead, the meat there, who cares if it's tied up in batzek? Right? The tumah is bokat, right? The tumah bursts through. Now, we know that from graves, from cemeteries, right? With the whole thing of the airplanes and quite in flying over. It says, look at Rashi over here. Lafuka be mate. Lachi katan le'el, that's what we learned earlier. Mahal cheshtayim embed tumakala. And human beings don't have tumakala. Deim chipah, but if you cover it with batzeik, with dough, or some sort of the materials, tumachamura bokat vole. The tumachamura goes right through. The chol ohel shalamet she'en bo chalal tefach. Any ohel over a dead body. It hasn't got a gap between the body and the ohel of at least a tefach. Tume bokaat v'ola kominam ba'or v'arote masechum. We learned this in Masech Chulin. Tume goes straight through. So we don't care about tume kaleas. Tume chamur. Tume doesn't help us. Doesn't make a difference. Cover with batzek. Wrap it as much as you like. You know, that's why you know when they do this, when in the graves, they put those like blocks, those cinder blocks over the body, at least a tefach. That stops the tume from going out. And then there's no tumor on top of the gravy. If it was right up against the body like this, right, it wouldn't help. You actually need that like pocket of air. Acts as the tumor buffer, right? That's the insulation for the tumor.
Coffin
does depend if there would be enough of a tefach. I don't know how deep a coffin in. I don't know. In Israel, they don't bury with coffins. In Israel, they don't bury in coffins. That's why they probably need it. But you're right. Good point. The coffin, if you had a tefach, the coffin would probably, the cover would help. No, the thing is, it's kohanim. Oh, you mean flying in a plane with a coffin? With a coffin?
They put it in the coffin.
So then Arya is right. We haven't got to worry about the plane being an ohel because the coffin is the ohel.
Yeah.
Unless you go to Sathak, maybe. I don't know.
There's definitely a tefach.
Does it make a difference what the materials are? Is wood, would wood work? Or is it specifically clay? I'm not sure. Okay, we'll get to that one day. All right. So that is his example. That's now we're going to. So we see the complete differences between meat of humans and meat of animals. Right now, Amar Mar, next part of the Braita. Yatzad dam dagim v'dam chagavim shekulan heter. We saw there, the Braita said, we're excluding the blood of fish and the blood of locusts. Why? Because they're mutar, they're completely mutar. So Gemara says, my kulo heter. What do you mean? What's kulo heter? Ilam d'chalvo mutar. If you're going to tell me that the chaylev is mutar, harei chaye d'chalvo mutar, v'dama asu. So what do you understand, right? I'm not sure where the chaylev is in a dagger or a fish or whatever the case is, but a kalokas. But he said, if you're going to tell me that the chaylev is mutar, that doesn't help me because the chaylev of a chaye is mutar, but the blood is still asu. So the elo mishum deleipo isur giranashe. So maybe you're going to tell me why is it, what's okay? Because it hasn't got isur giranashe. But he says, so too is avarei off deleipo isur giranashe. Birds that have giranashe, v'damo asu, and their meat is asu. So what do you mean when we said kulo heter? Is it kulo heter because of the giranashe? Kulo heter because of the chaylev? Elamai kulo heter? Kulo heter means the lo bai shchita. That's what we mean when we say kulo heter. You don't shecht it. You just eat it. Right? It's got to be dead, I suppose. Right? The bai shchita. The Gemara says, Amar Mar. Okay, that's the end of that together. Next, Amar Mar. My off she'ein bo kilayim, af behema. Talmud lomar, behema. Right? So now, the end of that together of the birds and of the fish and the locusts, right? That's what we're about. Kulomid means that there's an ishchita. The next part of the brayta was, my off she'ein bo kilayim, af behema. Right, remember we had that question there of why do we say le'ofel behema at the beginning of the shir? We said why do we have Talmud Lomar le'ofel behema ima of she'ein ba kilayim? And we spoke about the feathers over there, right? Birds that do they no kilayim with the feathers. So af behema she'ein ba kilayim. We might have thought that animals which don't have kilayim in their wool, they the ones that the blood is tamei. But animals which do have kilayim in their wool, like a sheep, their blood wouldn't be tamei. Remember that? That's what we said, right? So the Gemara takes out that question like this. Af behema, tamud lomar, vile behema, right? Kaz veba. So the Gemara says, kilayim demai. And when we said there that off that hasn't got kilayim, what kilayim are we speaking about? Yeah, you see, Robert A. C. Y. said what I said at the beginning. Right? Ilayim kilayim daharva'a. If you're talking about kilayim to mating them, to mixing them up and mating them, or kilayim daharisha, or if you're talking about kilayim of working them together, right? Like if you took these, if you put them on to plow together, right? Like you can't put a horse and a donkey, etc. Would those be the cases where it would be where their dam would be mutar, vatna and chaya v'of chayotze bahen? But we've got a mishnah. In Masechet Baba Kama, look at Rashi over here. Chayev of Kotze Behen. Actually, Likutei Rashi actually explains better. Chayev of Kotze Behen. That's the Gemara Baba Kama itself, right? Lekilayim, the Harva'a. Afagav Dichtiv Behem Techa Lo Tarvia Kilayim, right? You can't mate them together. Havenami Chayev of Bichlal. So with regard to Kilayim, Chayev is also included. Kedyad be Gemara V'chein the Inyan Kilayim, the Hanaga the Lo Tachrosh B'Shor V'Chamor. As we know, we've got a mishnah there which tells us that there's no distinction when it comes to these things, right? Specifically, charisha, right? With regards to ofot. So we can't talk here about kilayim of charisha or harva because the mishnah already excludes it. El Amar Abaye, what are we talking about? The kilayim. What kilayim are we mentioning? We must talk about shetzimro. Ain chayvim alav mishum kilayim. That their hair is not chayiv because of kilayim. Okay. So we see there was a hava a minute to say that maybe it's also about mating, etc. That's why I said it at the very beginning. Okay. So Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav. Now next case. Dam shratzim lokin alav bekazait. Rav Yehuda says the name of Rav Ahalocha. That dam of a sheretz. If you eat dam of a sheretz, you get malkot. Right, dam shratzim malkin alav. Quite a wild statement here, right? Look at Rashi over here. Lokin alav kesagdatach mishum dam. We think, why do you get malkot for it? Because you ate the dam of a sheretz. So Gemara says, "Wait, we get brighter, right? Dam hatchol, dam halev, dam aklayot, dam ayvarim, harei elu belo taseh." Right? Now this brighter says that dama tchol of the spleen, dama leiv, and dama klayot, harei belo taseh. We actually had in our Mishnah, right? Our Mishnah said dama nefesh. That was the underlying story, right? And we said there dama tchol. We had a brighter somewhere. We said dama tchol and dama leiv. We said that's where it's lav dafka, but that was where most of the blood is. Where was that?
Yeah, that was yesterday.
Yeah, dama kol b'klal over the b'mam over the. Where do we see that? Damatchol in the Mishnah. Right, we see that damatchol with dam alev, dam beitzim, dam chagavim, dam atal, ein chayavim alav. Right, ein chayavim alav. And Rashi said they're karet. She ein karet ele bedam hanefesh, tichin nefesh kol basar damohi, kol ochlav yikaret. So if it's ein, no karet, right, but it's still asur to eat it, you get it's alav, right? So you will get malko. It says like this, Maitim edamat chol dam alev dam aklayot dam ayvarim harei elu belo taaseh. Right? Harei elu belo taaseh, look at Rashi, belo taaseh, velo bekaret, she'eino dam hanefesh, right? That's what we said there. Right? Dam hal cheshtayim, human beings, dam shratim v'remasim, and these crawlies, asur, they are asur to eat, ve'ein chayavin alav. Right? Now what's a sheretz? Sheretz v'remasim, asur, ve'ein chayavin alav. Look at Rashi, ve'ein chayavin alav, ein chayavin alav, what? Malkot. What did Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav say? That on dam ashratzim, chayav, malkot. How can you say that in the first brayta, which says, ve'ein chayavin alav? The Gemara says, no. My ein chayavin alav, when we said, what aren't you chayav alav? We thought it was ein chayavin malkot. He says, karet. Ela alav mechayav. You aren't chayav karet, but on a love, the shita changed, the Agoda Bach changed that to ella, a love mechayev. Now, if you chayev on a love, what's the punishment for being over in a love? Malkot. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda Rav Ashrat, this bright is speaking about you aren't chayev karet. Ah, but you are chayev a love. If you chayev a love, you chayev malkot. The Gemara says, no. Not so quick. I'll give you two reasons why you can't say what you said. Chada, the hainu reisha. If you're telling me that, then there's no difference with the Rashi. Look at the Rashi. The imken ma'he fresh bein dam le dam ha'evarim va'mai pal gayu le tar temili. The brighter started off and said like this. Matei, when we brought the brighter, what do we say? Dam atchol dam alev dam aklo dam erim haray elu belotase. That's just a lotase. Meaning what? There's no karet. You just chayev alav. Dam halcheshtayim dam shratzim remasim asur ve'en chayim alav. Ein chayim what? Ein chayim alav. Balkot. If you're going to tell me that you aren't chayiv karet, you aren't chayiv malkot, then the ratio and the safe of the bright are the same. Mechayiv in alav and mechayiv in alav basically both mean mechayiv in alav. You with me? Mm-hmm. Doesn't work. V'od, and more than that, another explanation I'll tell you, right? Hai tana, the shita adds in the end, Rashi, hai tana, milav nami kememaet lei. The tana excluded even from a love, right? How do we know that excluded from a love? Diktani, we learned in our Mishnah, Yatza Dam Shratzim She'ein Bahem Tumel Chamura. That was the Braita which we had earlier, not the Mishnah, sorry, our Braita. We had over here on the very first lines of Amud Aleph of today's daf, Otzi Dam Shratzim She'ein Bahem Tumel Chamura. There's no love on eating Dam Shratzim. The Tana excluded it. Hi Tana Milav Nami Nakat Mimaitle. Diktani Yatza Dam Shratzim She'ein Bahem Tumel Chamura. The Gemara accepts the answer. Says, okay, you're right. So now, the shita actually adds in the word ella, right? We know that ella means, okay, you're right, we're backing down. Look at the shita there on Yud Bet. Shita Mekubetz, the Yud Bet puts in there, chamura, ella amar. Ella, I'm Rabbi Zaira, right? What was Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav talking about when he said that you get malkot for dam shratzim? He drew bo mishum sheretz. They warned him that if he eats a sheretz, he's going to get malkot. And therefore, loke, mishum dam, if they warned him because of dam, eino loke. Look at Rashi over here. An important Rashi this over here. He says, he drew mishum sheretz loke. Here became a kama early on Daf Dalet. V'ze lachem hatamei, limed al dam sheretz. What's it mean? The blood of sheretz is asur. Ubasaro, right? Shemitstarfin le kezait la'achila. Al medam shratim kipsaran. If they warned you, you're going to drive, eat the sheretz. And you ate the sheretz. But you ate the sheretz, which is a mixture of blood of the sheretz and meat of the sheretz. If together there was a kezait, you'll get malkot. Because the blood of the sheretz is deemed meat of the sheretz. So therefore, if they warned you on the blood, I should eat blood, you won't get malkot. But if they warned you to eat sheretz and you ate blood included in the meat of the kezait, you will get malkot. Okay? That's basically what I was telling you, that blood is part of the sheretz. So you get malkot eating on the blood if you got the hatra'ah, the isur, is to eat the sheretz. Not to eat blood of a sheretz. But blood, because that's actually, you know, from a halachic point of view, I think the way to explain it, there isn't really such a thing as blood of a sheretz. There's only sheretz. Sheretz, and the blood is part of its meat. So if you've got a hatra on blood, there's no such thing as blood, so you won't get malkot. If you're going to eat sheretz and you ate the blood, you will get malkot. That's what he says over there. Okay, now, quickly. Amarav. Dav dagim, shekinso asu. Here's an interesting one. If you took fish blood, and you gathered it up together, you squeezed out the blood of a fish into a cup, it's asu to drink that blood. This is the Rabbanan, obviously, right? Yeah, asu. Right, look at Rashi, yeah? Dam shekinso. But Rashi adds in here, shekinsu bekli, right? Shekinsu bekli, into a kli. And the Shittim HaKubet said there, on Yutet, right? He says bekli. The Ibn Makunas al Adag muta. If it's collected up together inside the fish, then it's muta. Ibn Okain, Havne Lameima dam dagim shepishu. Because he says, it's a tosfot that he brings there. Interesting halach. He says, if that wasn't the case, then we don't think for a second that any time blood is collected and can be identified. Because if the blood in the fish would be asur, even identified, then there'd be an issur to have the blood that had seeped out of the fish, like blood of an animal. Right? Says the Kami. He says, only in a kli. Right? The michlaf, wow, what's the issur? The michlaf bedam behema. Because you could mix it up with blood behema. Vaharoe, or a person who sees this, says, ah, mutalech ol dam. Okay? Same idea where, you know, if you've put like almond milk on the table or soya milk on the table and you're eating with meat, you're meant to leave the bottle on the table, you know, or put some almonds on the table. So people can see there's a hekeira, people know that you're drinking almond milk or soya milk with your meat. Otherwise, an average guy walks in and says, ah, you can eat meat and milk together. And they go home and they think, I is a Rav, he's eating meat and milk, I can eat meat and milk.
Why they assume it's meat? Maybe it's veggie burger.
Ah, you have to be a vegetarian to think that. All right.
Nowadays, it might not be.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Mm-hmm. But Shulchan Aruch says that. Put it this way. Shulchan Aruch says you've got to do that. Mm-hmm. I might be right. I don't know. That you ask your rabbi. Right. So that's our problem. So Gemara says, but the Gemara's not so happy with that. Mate, you got a kashya. Right. And this here is a Tosefta. In this, it's like a dam dagim dan chagavi mutar. The blood of a fish and blood of chagim mutar afilu chatchila, right? The Gemara asks thing, and when it says "mate dam chagim mutar," it's afilu chatchila. Are you telling me that you can't do it, right? Look at Rashi here. Rashi says "hainu sefer dach brighta." This same brighta over here, the ketani leel dam atchol dam alev, right? We saw about that brighta which we brought previously. Dam atchol dam alev dam aklo dam everim hare elu belot taseh dam al cheshtayim. That same brighta says also dam dagim dam chagavim mutar. So how can there's a theory ask? Well, it's not a problem. What's the problem? Hahibesh lo kinsu. That's okay. When they're not kinsu. We speak about when they're gathered up in a kli. Those are when they're not gathered in a kli. Ki ka'ama, and the Gemara now quickly says, and don't think, because who was the guy who said this halacha? Amar Rav. Right? It's Amar Rav. Right? So if you look at the Shita Mekubet set there, Yud Gimel, it says, Begilion, he explains, the Yada Rav. Rav knew this. The matni gabe dagim, right? Don't think Rav never knew this, okay? She says, Kika Amarav Beshek Kinso. The Rav knew that. Rav happened to say, but it's about Kinso. He knew when it wasn't Kinso, it was Mutar. And the Gemara says, okay, if that's the case, Tichvata Gamal Cheshtai. That should be the same thing with regard to blood of a human. Why don't we worry about blood of a human? We said early on, Otsi Dam Behema, a dam of a human. Why do we worry that you, people might see you drinking or having blood of a human, and therefore they'll think that blood is Mutar, right? So it says, if so, Tichvata Gamal Cheshtayim Beshelo Kinso. Me Asur, where do we ever see that? No, hold on, I'm reading that wrong. Amar Ravish Kinso, Tichvata Gamal Cheshtayim. It says, Beshelo Kinso. When it's lo kinsu mi asur vatanya dam shal gabe kikar. Once again, we go blood here on like a loaf of bread. Gorovochla, you stretch it off and you eat the loaf. Veshobena shinayim, and if it's already in your mouth, motzos ovola, you can suck the blood and eat it. Ainu choshesh. Here we are, right? So why weren't we choshesh for blood of a human? It says that elakik tanya hahi matnita. When we learned that Mishnah there brought to about dagim, about fish, de it bay kaskasim, right? In other words, regularly when it's not in a kli, why aren't we worried? Why aren't we concerned? Because it's got scales. Everyone can see that you're eating, it's got scales. Everyone can see that you're eating fish blood. It wouldn't be a problem. Ki ka'ama Rav Asur, and when Rav said it's Asur, in other words, the Gemara, sorry, you know what I think is happening? I'm a little confused. The Gemara is not accepting that answer of a kinsu and lo kinsu. He's saying it's more than that, because then we should have a situation of human blood as well. So he said, no. Rav said it's asur when they aren't kaskasim, and isn't clearly eating a fish. If it's clearly eating a fish, then Rav wouldn't make a difference, probably even if it's kinsu, right? Even if it was kinsu. Amar Rav Sheshe, dam ha-cheshtayim, afilu mitzvat parosh ainbo. He says, and when it comes to human beings, now new aloha, Amar Rav Sheshe, dam ha-cheshtayim, afilu mitzvat parosh ainbo, from a human being's blood, there's no mitzvah to even separate, look at Rashi, mitzvah parosh ainbo, da'elo mitzvah lefrosh bimenu, afilu mishu mitzvah prishav amah. There's no issue whatsoever in human blood. Now, I don't know about you, but we grew up all knowing that you can't suck your blood, right? You knew that, right? In America, you never knew that?
No.
Yeah, in Israel, you never knew that? In South Africa, it was a big thing. If you've got a sore, you can't suck your blood, right? I'm not sure exactly what that is. But the Gemara says, Yamar of Sheshet, Dama Cheshtaim, Afilu Mitzvah Parosh Emo. The Gemara says, Meitile, what are you talking about? Dama Tchol, Dama Lev, Dama Hakleyot, Dama Evarim, Ara Elu Belo Taseh. There, the bright we saw earlier on, says the spleen, the heart, the kidneys, all the limbs, the Belo Taseh. Dama Cheshtaim, Dam Shatzim, Veremasim Asur. Vein Chai Valab, but nonetheless it says Asur. So how can you tell me Afilu Mitzvah Parosh Ein? It says Asur. He says, no, Kitanya Asur. Well, when we say it's Asur to the blood, the piresh, when it's separated, look at Rashi, she piresh mid anabakli or gabe kikar. If it left your hand, it's now in a cup or on a loaf of bread, right? Kika amarav, but the Lord piresh. Where Rav says there's no issue whatsoever if it's still in your body. Kitanya dam shal gabe kikar gorov ochlo shabena shinai mota tubolov enochoshe. You don't have to worry, you can suck it. So basically, if you've got a bit of blood in your tongue, one of the cases you can suck it up, there's no problem.